This is the Game Max Hotline for January 15th, 2006, Episode 17.
You hear that? That is the sound of inevitability. It is the sound of
Game Max Hotline.
Welcome to the Game Max Hotline. Please turn your video games down and this podcast up for all the latest in video game news, video game releases, and video game trivia. My name is Luke and I will be your host for this week. Well, this was a really good week for me because I got to go to the Seattle Podcast Meetup this week. It's actually held over at the Microsoft Television Center, which is behind the Microsoft Store. I got to meet up with some of the people I've not seen that have not been at the podcast meetup, like the DVD Weekly guys, and also got to meet up with Chris Perillo, who used to work on Tech TV on the Call for Help show, and now works independent doing his own podcast, and he's also working on Gnome Dex, which was a very big hit this last year, and hopefully they're going to have another great year this year. It's a little pricey to go to, it's $400, but they say that it's well worth the cost of going to these with all the extra added features that you would usually spend a lot more to go to the same tech show or same conference. But the other thing we also saw was that there's going to be a game developers conference here in the Seattle area on February 2nd. There's going to be a lot of people from the game development companies in the Seattle area that are going to be talking about how to get a job in the game development area. And then there's also going to be people to talk to, and I'm going to try to get a lot of people to come on the show and get interviewed so we can find out about what games are coming out. So that'll be a great opportunity for me, and I'm also going to be at a console event that's going to be held at the Edmonds Community College on January 20th. It's going to be $3. That'll pay for pizza and drinks, and we're going to have Halo 2, Burnout 3, and Smash Brothers Melee, and maybe some other ones, and we're going to have projectors, and we're going to hopefully have a great time. But that's enough of my news. Let's go ahead and let's get to our video game news. "27 World of Warcraft servers crash over a game event." 27 World of Warcraft servers went down this week after too many players tried to enter an area that was opened up in the latest patch. The servers were shut down for the day, and many complaints were placed in discussion boards around the internet. The server crashed due to too many people opening the gates of Ankh-Raj, a new realm that has opened up in the latest patch. Our next news story, Xbox 360 may receive a Blu-ray player. An Xbox community website reported that an interview with Peter Moore, Vice President of Microsoft Gaming, on a Japanese website, that the Xbox 360 may also get a Blu-ray adapter if the HD DVD does not live up to expectations. Moore was also quoted that Sony would be limited if the Blu-ray standard failed, since the PS3 only uses the Blu-ray drive. Our next news story, Sony to ship 20 million PSP units. Huang Chang-gyu, head of the semiconductors for Samsung, announced that Sony will be shipping 20 million PSPs this year. Samsung is the producer of the NAND memory that is used in the PSP and other electronics. Sony is not commenting on the comments and only saying that they have sold over 10 million PSPs last year and does not yet have announcements for this year. Our final news story, PSP 2.6 firmware hacked to play homebrew Tetris. Last month, players were able to hack the PSP's 2.5 firmware to play homebrew games. Now, a hack that has been released to let you play a homebrew Tetris game has been released for the PSP. The hack uses a bug in Grand Theft Auto Liberty City and now renews the work for hackers to add their own emulators and games on the PSP. You can head over to our site for a link to the Tetris game and instructions on how to install it on your PSP. Okay, that's our news for this week. Let's go ahead and let's go to our top rentals from Gamefly.com. I actually have the top four this week. Number four, Call of Duty 2, The Big Red One for the Xbox 360. Number three, Resident Evil 4 for the PlayStation 2. Number two, Condemned Criminal Origins for the Xbox 360. And the number one top-rented game from Gamefly.com was Dead or Alive 4 for the Xbox 360. Okay, let's go ahead and let's go to our top sales in Japan. Number 10, Pokemon Fushigi na Dungeon Aka no Kyujotai for the Game Boy Advance. Number 9, Pokemon Fushigi no Dungeon Ao no Kyujotai for the Nintendo DS. Number 8, Tamagotchi no Puchi Puchi Omisechi for the Nintendo DS. Number 7, Gentle Brain Exercises for the Nintendo DS. Number 6, Kingdom Hearts 2 for the PlayStation 2. Number 5, Mario and Luigi RPG 2x2 for the Nintendo DS. Number 4, DS Training for Adults Work Your Brain for the Nintendo DS. Number 3, Mario Kart DS for the Nintendo DS. Number 2, Oideyo Dobutsu no Mori for the Nintendo DS. And the number 1 game, again, is Training for Adults Work Your Brain 2 for the Nintendo DS. Okay, let's go ahead and look at our game releases. We actually do have games this week for the Xbox and PS2. 25 to Life by Eidos Interactive. MVP 2006 NCAA Baseball by EA Sports. For the Xbox, there are no independent Xbox games this week. And for the PS2, we have our game for the week, which is Ape Escape 3 by Sony. It's a slow week when Ape Escape 3 is our game of the week. For the GameCube, no GameCube games this week. But for the PSP, Ape Escape Academy by Sony. For the Nintendo DS, there are no DS games this week. For the Game Boy Advance, Zoo by Ignition Entertainment. For the PC, MX vs. ATV Unleashed by THQ. 25 to Life by Eidos Interactive. Okay, that's going to be it for this week. Let's go ahead and take some commercials. And remember, this is the Game Addict Hotline.
This program is a proud member of the Seattle Podcasting Network. Visit us at seattlepodcasting.net.
Hey, gamers, do you sometimes say, that last level stinks? Not just that level, that whole game. We know you've got opinions. What you need now are skills. You can't make games that rock unless you've got the know-how. Don't go to some fly-by-night web-based diploma mill. Instead, Edmonds Community College is an accredited institution offering game development certification for online or on-campus students. Check out their website at cs.edcc.edu/programs.htm. Edmonds Community College, every step of the way.
Somebody give me a baseline.
Welcome back. Remember, we are a part of the Edmonds Community College. You can visit Edmonds Community College at www.edcc.edu. We are also part of the Seattle Podcasting Network. You can visit us there at www.seattlepodcasting.net. Okay, let's go ahead and look at our game trivia. My first category was Super Mario Bros. 2 Villains. Number 1, this character is at the end of each level and spits out eggs or fire and must be defeated to open the Falcon's mouth. Number 2, this character will follow you after you steal its precious key. And number 3, this character is the final boss for Super Mario Bros. 2. Okay, let's go ahead and let's go to our next category, ColecoVision. This game was the first big hit for the system, and it was about a plumber trying to save his girlfriend from a giant ape. Number 2, this was the year that the ColecoVision was released. Alright, number 3. The ColecoVision had an adapter that let you play games and use the controllers from what competing system? Okay, let's go ahead and go to our final category, Japan and America box art. There's a website recently that was showing off the different box arts for Japan and America. Some had Japan's box art 10 times better than America's, and then some were the American ones were 10 times better. So what I was thinking is I'd go ahead and give you some of the games that were covered in the website. Here we go. Number 1. This game for the Xbox has you play as Master Chief, a Spartan who fights against the Covenant and the Flood. Number 2. This PS2 platformer game has you fight as a weird cat-like creature with a robot sidekick, fighting with a large assortment of guns. Here's a hint. Their newest game was subtitled Deadlocked. Alright, final question. This GameCube game has you following Samus Aran as she fights against enemies of light and dark. Okay, let's go ahead and let's get to our final question. A study was done by EA and NESTA Future Lab on video games in the classroom. 91% of the teachers felt that those who played video games developed motor cognitive skills, and 60% felt that the kids would develop higher order thinking skills and could also acquire topic-specific knowledge. My question to you is, I want to know, how many teachers felt that they could use video games in their classroom for educational purposes? Okay, let's go ahead and let's listen to a couple more commercials while you're thinking about these questions. And remember, this is the Game Act Hotline.
Look who's popping into McDonald's. It's Mario from the new Super Mario Bros. 3 game. And when you buy a McDonald's Happy Meal, you'll get a jumping Mario, or a kooky Luigi, a Koopa Paratroopa, or a little Goomba. McDonald's Happy Meal, you can collect all four.
Are you looking for great music from a thriving jazz community? Tune in to Seattle Jazz Scene on Red Raspus Radio, bringing you the best jazz in all its shapes, sizes, and styles from the greater Seattle area. From mainstream to Latin jazz, big bands, from jazz beginnings to its progressive evolution, Seattle Jazz Scene is a weekly program devoted to one of the Northwest's musical treasures. For more information, please visit redraspus.libsyn.com for feed links and downloads.
Seattle Jazz Scene on Red Raspus Radio.
Welcome back to the Game Act Hotline. Let's go ahead and look at our trivia. The first category was Super Mario Bros. 2 Villains. This character is at the end of each level and spits eggs and fire at you. And the answer is, who is Birdo? Number 2. This character will follow you after you steal its precious key. And the answer is, who is Fanto? And our final question, this character is the final boss for Super Mario Bros. 2. And the answer is, who is Wart? Okay, let's go ahead and let's go to ColecoVision. This game was the first big hit for the system, and it was about a plumber trying to save his girlfriend from a giant ape. And the answer is, what is Donkey Kong. Number 2, this was the year that ColecoVision was released. And the answer is, what is 1982? And finally, the ColecoVision had an adapter that lets you play games and use controllers for what competing system? And the answer is, what is the Atari 2600? Okay, let's go ahead and let's go to our next category. Japan American Box Art. This game for the Xbox has you play as Master Chief, a Spartan who fights against the Covenant and the Flood. And the answer is, what is Halo Combat Evolved? Our next question. This PS2 platformer game has you fight as a weird cat-like creature with a robot sidekick, fighting with a large assortment of guns. The answer was, what is Ratchet and Clank? And then our final question. This GameCube game has you following Samus Aran as she fights against the enemies of light and dark. And the answer to that was, what is Metroid Prime 2 Echoes? And the Japanese one was Metroid Prime 2 Dark Echoes. Okay, let's go ahead and let's look at our final question. A study was done by EA and NESTA Future Lab on video games in the classroom. I wanted to know how many teachers felt that they could use video games in their classroom for educational purposes. And the answer is, what is 59%? 59%. I don't know if that's really a good percentage, especially since EA, a video game maker, was part of the study. But, you know, you never know. Hopefully, there'll be a lot more really good educational games like Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego or Oregon Trail that will pop up that'll be very interesting for the kids to do at school. But that's going to do it for our quiz this week. Please email me if you have any questions, comments at gameacthotline@gmail.com, or you can visit us at www.gameacthotline.com and post a comment on the blog. We also would love to see you guys vote for us at Podcast Alley, Podcast Pickle, or Yahoo Podcasts. And that's going to do it for this week. Please turn your video games up and have a great week.